Sarah Knight Adamson is our Hollywood 360 national movie critic, and each week she reviews a new film release. Sarah, take it away.
Hi, Carl, and hello to all our listeners out there. Tonight, I'm going to talk about a Marvel movie that's playing now in theaters. Thor: Love and Thunder stars Chris Hemsworth, Natalie Portman, and Tessa Thompson. The film opens with Christian Bale as Gore, the villain. Oh, he's just lost his daughter, and he's vowed to take vengeance on all gods, including Thor.
Kids, get the popcorn out.
Let me tell you the story of the Space Viking, Thor Odinson. He was no ordinary man. He was a god. After saving planet Earth for the 500th time, Thor set off on a new journey. Well, he got in shape. He went from dad bod to god bod. And after all that, Mjolnir, he reclaimed his title as the one and only Thor.
The director and co-writer is Taika Waititi.
What's it been like? 3-4 years?
8 years, 7 months, and 6 days, give or take.
Am I sensing feelings?
Yeah, you're right.
The only ones who gods care about is themselves.
So this is my vow.
All gods will die.
The bottom line, Thor and Thunder is a triumph to behold. Staying true to the tongue-in-cheek humor with solid themes of love and family, it's one of Marvel's strongest films to date. A Guns N' Roses soundtrack is paired with the action, which amplifies the special effects. The film is family-friendly with lots of laughs and an excellent message. There's no greater purpose than to help others in need. Thanks for listening in tonight. This is Sarah Knight Adamson, your film and TV critic, and I'll see you next week.